Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, where you get soothing affirmations infused with self-love, available anytime you need them.
Hi, new listeners that came back.
That is my son making a cameo. And we have something that we do in our house. We have a reward system for the kids, and they get a point for making a mistake. I'm on the reward system as well, and I get a point for making a mistake. To some, it may sound odd, but I want to normalize mistakes for my kids. This episode is called Dealing with Mistakes and Self-Loathing. I'm going to read out a few bits of the requests that came in on this topic. Hello, Josie. First, I'd like to thank you for your app and podcasts. I find these affirmations so helpful and have already seen an improvement in my thoughts. I was hoping to suggest a topic. I keep kicking myself for making a mistake, and I did use the I am not my mistakes affirmations, which helped a lot, but I still have a hard time where it wasn't very long ago. Could you make an episode for short-term mistakes that are affecting the day or the week? Thank you. Another one said, I know I have these unrealistically high expectations of myself and can be hard on me when I make certain mistakes, but I don't have to be defined by them and believe that I'm broken or flawed because of those mistakes. Could you make an episode to help with this? Someone else said, I love the episode, Being Too Hard on Yourself. Can I add to the request list a good session on affirmations when you make a bunch of mistakes at work and that awful feeling that comes with it? Thank you. And so thank you to everyone who requested this episode. It's here whenever you need it. I know it can be so tough when you're in that muddy place of shame and regret. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. And now let's take a soothing breath. Grounding yourself now. Here's affirmations for dealing with mistakes and self-loathing. It's so crippling. I can't believe I did that. Someone else can tell me it's just a mistake. But for me, it feels like far more than just a mistake. And when that voice of self-hate starts pointing out every mistake I've made and criticizing me for why I didn't do things differently, I feel so down about myself. It's hard to rebound. It's easier to sit in self-loathing. I have felt so embarrassed, so judged and so down on myself. I've given myself such painful, cutting messages. How do I help myself better when I'm in the thick of it? I even see how dwelling on it keeps me from turning things around. Yet it's so hard to pull myself out of a self-loathing state. Especially when I have to face people who saw my mistakes. I'm learning to unplug that speaker that carries messages of self-hate. I'm learning to compassionately accept myself in my mistakes and agree that it was not my best moment. Then give myself an empowering message for taking even the smallest step forward after this mistake. I zoom out to see how far I've come and how I can speak to myself more lovingly as I move forward. I recall and describe what my best moments look like. What do I see, hear, and feel? I see where I'm at when it comes to a need to have approval, to feel accepted, and to deliver a perfect performance. I also reflect on where I'm at with not meeting expectations of myself, with how I manage shame, self-loathing, and a sense of failure. I look at what else can I do? What do I do when I've made a mistake and need to coach myself through the thoughts, emotions, and reactions that come from it? I'm making the choice of self-acceptance. I'm making the choice of self-forgiveness. I am choosing self-compassion. I quickly catch myself when I am speaking in a mean, abusive tone to myself I recognize when my self-talk is full of criticism, shame, and disrespect. I make time to identify why I react this way. I make time to reflect on how I can courageously step out of the self-loathing. I own that in my mistakes, I still deserve love, acceptance, and compassion. I may not feel worthy, and it may take time to build my self-worth again. But here and now, I am challenging every thought of self-loathing. And I see myself step out of a place of self-hate and take actions. That align with self-acceptance and self-love. I practice self-compassion. I see, hear, and feel what it's like to speak to myself with compassion. I am here to recover from self-loathing and live a life of self-acceptance and self-care. I keep practicing self-compassion. I am loving me, and I am accepting me. That is my gift for you today. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatru.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatru.com. and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. The sister episode to this one is episode 225 called I Am Not My Mistakes. These episodes are available in the Affirmation Pod app. The app is free on the Apple, Amazon, and Google Play app stores. If you're looking to soak in the experience with no ads and no announcements, that's available for Premium Access members. Premium Access members also get over 50 bonus episodes that you won't hear on this podcast, plus some exciting new app features that are on their way soon. To sign up to become a Premium Access member, go to affirmationpodpremium.com. That's affirmationpodpremium.com. Thank you for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod.
Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.